their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. I am always thankful and grateful for those that we hear from by way of the broadcast and those that we hear from by way of the online contribution to support this ministry each and every day. And I'm thankful for those that occasionally call in, drop by, and very, very, very thankful for those that will worship with us on Sundays. Let me encourage you, if you're not in a church home, if you're looking for a church home, or if you're in a church home where you've got rock and roll for music, and you've got the socialist, Marxist dialogue for a message, we invite you to join us on Sunday morning, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for worship services. Be delighted to have you. We're preaching through the book of the Revelation. I'll be in Revelation, the 8th chapter, this Sunday. There's not but 13 verses in that chapter. We'll look at the text opening where it says there was silence in heaven for approximately 30 minutes. We see the last seals opened in the 8th chapter of the book of the Revelation, where the unfurling, the pouring out of the continual wrath of God during the days of the tribulation is taking place. So let me cordially invite you to worship with us this Sunday morning. Looking forward to having you in our worship services, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for morning worship hour. Looking forward to having you as our special guest. Let me remind you also, immediately following our monologue today, you're welcome to call. The telephone lines will be opened. You can dial 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today a subject that I believe we need to understand. Many times I think we read Scripture and do not understand what it's saying, do not fathom what the connotations are, do not understand the depth of what God is saying to us. We find in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, a very, very, very important text that I believe we need to understand. And I'll just give you part of it at this point. The Apostle Paul, writing, he's the human author in this text, says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Then the balance of the text gives the characteristics of those that are in perilous times and what's happening. And then in the fourth and fifth verse, it tells us what is taking place and what to do in the perilous times and why the perilous times. So we're going to be looking at perilous times are here. Perilous times are here. As we look at what is happening today, we've got several questions as part of the monologue. And that is, have you ever wondered or asked yourself the question, what's causing these problems in our world? Why does it seem that things are really getting worse and worse? Are they getting worse and worse? Or does it just seem that way? Or perhaps you've wondered about the deterioration of the morals, the ethics and values in our nation. Is all of this simply caused by the Biden administration? Or is it because our nation's turned our backs on God? Playing church, pretending spirituality. We're going to examine this text briefly today. We're going to talk about the different aspects of it as to what we're seeing in our nation. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31, 32, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." In John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. Endures forever, the scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected today, perhaps as never before. Truth is bent, bifurcated, and how would you say, modified as never before. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell, 1947, 48, 49. He produced a book entitled 1984. The 1984 dystopian novel, part of what Orwell said is this: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that taking place today. It is perhaps the most divisive element of society. If you stand for truth theologically, if you stand for truth biblically, if you stand for truth for morals and ethics and value, if you stand on truth for the political agenda, then you are an outsider, and there's a disdain for you and for your conversation. This is happening today more rampant than most would ever dream possible. We need to go back to the basics of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say this: each person determines his or her own version of truth. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. Now, if that's not an indication of where we are in society, nothing is. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. He said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. He did that very thing, by the way. When he was being burned at the stake by his detractors, he screamed, yelled out, "Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, it may not seem as though truth is prevailing today. It may seem that the truth has died a natural death today, but truth shall prevail. And I call on you each and every day to recognize that we need to listen to the truth, learn the truth, live it, love it, tell it, defend it, even to death. I don't know of any better mantra, a modus operandi, that we can have as Christians than to stand on truth and being willing to defend it. We defend the truth each and every day on this broadcast, and we pray that it's a blessing, inspirational, educational, and challenging for our listeners each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professionals as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for a Time. It's at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to drop by Tools for a Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perilous times are here. The Bible says perilous times shall come. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're in the midst of perilous times today. I am concerned about our nation. I'm concerned about where we place our faith and trust and confidence. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, our help and our hope comes from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is through him that we have information, encouragement, strength, comfort, and direction for living. And going back to the text that our text for today, this know also that in the last times, the last days, perilous times shall come. I believe they're here today. I believe that it's true today that we're living in the perilous times. And some of that we do not recognize as having the cause and effect that I believe it has. Some think that the whole calamity that we're seeing today is based on the Joe Biden family cabal, the Joe Biden corrupt group. Is it true? Is it true that the Biden administration is the cause of all that we're seeing today? Yes, in part. Tony Perkins, and you've heard me say this before, Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council says that Joe Biden is the cause of the decay and the destruction of faith, family, and our freedom more than any other president in the history of America. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, the questions that we're asking about the condition can be blamed on the Biden administration, but it goes much, much deeper and broader than that. It goes back to what the Bible tells us is the cause and effect. The Bible gives us the caution of perilous times. Perilous times. What does it mean, perilous times shall come? Let's set the stage before we take our first caller. Word perilous, listen carefully. Pretty broad identification of the word perilous. Means dangerous, dark, destructive, discouraging, difficult, terrible, awful times. And I believe that identifies where we are today. Our nation today, ladies and gentlemen, is adrift from God. The churches today are closing. The Barna Report said a little over a year ago that in 18 months, one out of five churches would close. He said in that report that we have about 300,000 churches in America. And if one out of five closes, that 60,000 churches will close. We're adrift today from God. The churches are closing. Christians and Christian leaders are abandoning the church, abandoning the Bible. Multitudes today of the so-called churches and Christians and spiritual leaders are embracing the wicked, evil, unholy LGBTQ agenda, the sodomite agenda. We'll talk about that during this broadcast today, what churches are doing, in particular, one mega church and what they're presently doing, and the embracing of the LGBTQ agenda. About three, 4 years ago, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, Dr. J.D. Greer, Dr. Greer said, we need to invite all the LGBTQ into our churches. We need to love them, embrace them, and give them leadership roles in our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought it was bad enough then for that to be verbalized by a major, major, major leader in the spiritual realm. But we're finding that today, church after church after church, involved in ordaining, setting aside leaders as deacons, as pastors, that embrace the LGBTQ movement, that in fact they themselves identify as gay or queer, as they call themselves. We need to recognize perilous times are here. We're going to identify what we mean by the perilous times and what this scripture says in context. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, these few verses, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, identify the caution, the characteristics, and the cause of the perilous times. And I want us to understand it today, because I don't know of any other single unit of thought in the scripture that identifies more clearly where we are, why we're where we are, and what God says is the cause. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Gumbel.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's not Biden. It's his puppet masters, and especially Obama. And I'm not ashamed to say I'm a black man. And when Obama got inaugurated the first time, my family wanted me to go up there, and something my spirit told me no.
Amen.
But anyway, it's just ridiculous of what they're doing, and they're doing it on purpose. They're trying to destroy America. You're trying to give illegal aliens the right to work. Why did you let them over here?
Kenneth, I understand what you're saying. And listen, this is, Kenneth, this is part of it. And I believe our listeners need to understand the broader picture, as you're saying. Biden is what is called a Manchurian candidate, became the Manchurian president. He seated in the Oval Office. He took the Oval Office by deceit, by fraud. And we know that today, did not know it as fully then. It is Barack Hussein Obama that's carrying out his fundamental change of America. And we're talking about a fundamental change. You've got to destroy what we've got to put in place the new, America. And that's what the goal happens to be today. And part of that putting in to place the new America is the destruction of the morals, the ethics, and the values in our nation. It requires the destruction of anything that will be called Christianity, spirituality, and the church. And that's taking place today before our eyes. We're watching the implosion of a once great nation. And part and parcel, Kenneth, I believe it is God's judgment on a nation that said no to God, no to God's word, no to the truth of God's word, no to the morals, ethics, and the values that God set forth in his word. What say you?
Two more questions.
All right.
How can LGBTQXYZ, except whatever they call themselves, they are controlling the country. They are. You got, I remember looking at a report that it was in, I think one of the children died. I forgot what state. But it was in a classroom. I mean, in middle school. And you letting all your stuff come over here, and you are this man need to go. And I think Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the lawyer. I mean, the judge, because the judge is on his side, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, one of the things, Kenneth, that we find, God's ultimately on the throne. God's ultimately the one that oversees it all. God's ultimately the one that is the one that's in control of the world affairs. God is not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not sick. He's not dead, as was said in the 60s. God is still alive. But God is allowing the volitional free will of man rule today. And there's coming a day that God says enough is enough. We're finding today, and you touched on the illegals in America. Some of the socialist Marxist media says 2 to 3 million. It's between 7 and 8 million illegals in America today. they're working out a process now to give them the right to work, and listen, also the right to vote. What we're watching is the theft of the 2024 presidential election by allowing illegal, non-American, non-citizens the right to work and the right to vote in the United States of America. In fact, I read an article just yesterday. I've forgotten which state, but one of the states have already introduced legislation to pass the legislation to allow all illegals to get identification cards and give them the right to vote. And that's where we're headed in America. The theft of the 2024 election is now on steroids.
Now, you know what? I got to say this to you. It's one state, I forgot what state, to let illegals be police officers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard that.
Yes. Can you imagine a law enforcement officer with a badge on his chest and a weapon on his side that knows nothing about our Constitution, knows nothing about our laws, knows nothing about the carrying out of what would be called constitutional justice, but allowing him to wear a badge and carry a weapon that could extinguish a person's life, and yet that's being done, and yet it's as a result of the defund the police movement that's now got in every major city, especially every blue city, with the police department so demoralized and so dejected and so small that they cannot do anything enforcing the law. Yeah, all of that part and parcel, Kenneth, all of that we're just talking about is part of the perilous times that's here. Perilous times, meaning that which is dangerous and dark and destructive and discouraging and difficult and degenerative and terrible and awful. That's what we see happening today. And it's the perilous times that are upon us. Kenneth, the only thing we do is keep looking up, keep praying, keep asking God to intervene and give directions for our lives as we serve Him. Thank you for your call. Keep looking up today.
I'm going to tell you, Brother Youngblood, you be where you want to be there. You are blessed. And I appreciate you.
Brother, keep praying and God that God will continue to use this program to reach our nation with the truth of God's Word and what He would have us to do as believers. And also, as you listen, you can carry out the truth of that impacting lives of others as you come in contact with them each and every day. That's the purpose. That's the program. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about perilous times are here. Perilous simply meaning dangerous, dark, destructive, discouraging, difficult, awful, horrible, terrible. And it sounds like what we're finding today in our nation, because I believe, as I said earlier, our nation is adrift. We drift from God. We're finding the medical institutions. We're finding the educational institutions, all of the political apparatus, all of these areas that at one time we could place our faith and trust and confidence in, only to find that they have deteriorated to a point that we never dreamed possible. I just watched some news reels last evening, and it pointed out that across America, most high school students are being able to read at about the fourth or fifth grade level, and they're mostly being graduated, not able to have any sense of math and mathematical equations, totally uneducated. And part and parcel of that is as a result of the educational unions. By the way, I must say this. Most are not aware of the fact that the unions in America is an outgrowth of the Communist Party USA. Unions are built on the Communist Party mantra and mentality and modus operandi of controlling the work, the company. It is a Chinese Communist Party apparatus that's controlling our educational system today. And it's destroying anything that's called education. You take a nation, if you can dumb them down, if you can destroy them morally, ethically, if you can destroy them from the standpoint of what is viewed as morals and ethics and values, you can control the people. And that's where we are today. I believe Jose's on the line. Jose, go ahead. Your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, that's a Hispanic, you know what I mean? This is upsetting to see this invasion done by the Democrats of illegals. Do you see 2 weeks ago the same government came out with a report of the so-called fraud asylum seekers? Over 80% didn't show up before the judge. What does he tell us, brother? That's a lie. They're using that as a lie. And the Democrats know it, but they don't do anything about it. They just disappeared in the shadows, and we don't know who they are. We don't know if they are rapists. We don't know. If you see that Brazilian guy that got arrested last week, he had killed somebody in Brazil.
Yes.
And he flew into the country with a fake passport.
Yes.
He went to Puerto Rico on vacation, brother. How does that happen?
I mean,
this is insanity. And don't get me wrong, people say, oh, hey, this is true, this is reality. I cannot cover the sun with my fingers. And unfortunately, the Democrats know what's going on. They got illegals invading this country, and they just are okay with it. And the sad thing that really frustrates me and my wife is when you see it on TV, they are expecting to get everything for free. They want nice meals, nice hotels. They want everything good. And the reason is because this is a wealthy country. Wait a minute. First of all, the only thing that you deserve is a one-way ticket back to where you came from. And that's coming from me, a Latino. But that's the rule of law. I mean, and somebody needs to speak about this nonsense, because everybody's like, this is okay, this is a humanitarian crisis, but there's laws that they need to be abide by. Legal immigration is fine. People is being vetted, and we don't know who they are. Do you see that mess that happened in New York when the school year started? None of those kids that came in illegally, none of them have vaccines. And that was hired by the media.
None of them have vaccines. None of them are required to wear a mask. And none of them are expected to meet any health proficiency when they come into the nation. We're bringing into the nation, Jose, now we're bringing into the nation multiple unknown diseases. This is the reason you go back to Matthew chapter 24, and it talks about pestilences, the last day's pestilence. The word pestilences means diseases. We're going to be rife with diseases that we've never heard of, that we've never known, are those diseases we thought we had eradicated in America because of this invasion. But one of the things, Jose, that many are not aware of, those that are coming in, they're coming in, and the Biden administration is claiming the border is secure. And now they're claiming that the flux that are coming in are the illegals is as a result of the immigration laws not being fixed by Trump. They're calling it the MAGA Republicans problem. I don't know of anything that's any more outstandingly hilarious than that.
And the sad thing is, many people that are not aware of what's going on, they do believe that nonsense.
Yes.
And they do believe it. Where is the Ocasio-Cortez crying and acting in front of the cameras? She's not doing any of that. I mean, you don't see what's going on. You might be blind, but this is unfortunate, brother. And the sad thing is, that's playing into the Democrats' playbook. They come in with that mentality that they deserve everything. The United States owes them something. So when they come here, they get, you know, free things, free this, free that. And when the Republicans step it up and say, wait a minute, this needs to stop, they're going to be called racist. They're going to be anti-immigrants. And that's why they're so afraid of. But somebody needs to speak up, common sense, brother, because guess what? Your kids, my kids, my pocket, and your pocket is paying for all that waste of money that all they deserve. It's a one-way ticket back to where they came from. If you want to apply for asylum, apply at the American embassy back there.
Amen.
You got people from the Middle East. You got people from India. And based on the international law, I'm not a lawyer. I heard a lawyer say on TV, if you escape your country, the first country that you go to, that's by law. That's where you need to apply for asylum. That's not happening. That's crazy, brother. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Jose, thank you for your input. You're spot on with that. And what we're finding today is, for example, in New York, they've got the what formerly very prestigious hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel, $450, $500 a night, now being paid for by the citizens there, $29 million. in order to house the illegals coming in this sumptuous setting of the Roosevelt Hotel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and his wife have been indicted on bribery charges. The charges announced this morning by federal prosecutors against the 69-year-old Democrat come almost 6 years after an earlier criminal case against him ended with a deadlocked jury. The latest indictment not related to the earlier charges that alleged Menendez accepted lavish gifts to pressure government officials on behalf of a Florida doctor. A tropical storm warning's been posted for parts of the East Coast from North Carolina north through the Mid-Atlantic region. It's going to be a windy and wet couple of days. Forecasters concerned about the possibility of storm surge along the coast, resulting in serious flooding. Russia claims Ukraine carried out a missile strike on the main headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in Crimea, leaving one service member unaccounted for. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I perceive to be perhaps the most important view or aspect of what's happening in our nation today. The Bible tells us, cautions us, that perilous times shall come. We're in those perilous times today that the Bible speaks of. The Bible speaks of it in this fashion. Know ye not that in the last days perilous times shall come? For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unnatural, natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Here's the key, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Ladies and gentlemen, the root cause of the perilous times in our nation and around the globe is as a result of having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The word form, there's the Greek word morphe. We got our word mannequin. You go into a department store and there's a mannequin that's got on a beautiful dress, or a mannequin dressed up with a suit on, et cetera, et cetera. Looks real, but it's a form. It's a mannequin. It's not a not the real thing. So the Bible says having a form, not the real thing, a look, an attitude of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the root cause. That's the reason God gives us the caution that perilous times shall come, is because of having a form, a look, an outward show of godliness. We'll take our call in just a moment. Look back just a little while ago when Nancy Pelosi talked about how she was a faithful Catholic. But look what she's done. Look at the ones on the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party that claim, for the most part, they all claim to love the Lord. They all claim to love the nation. But they are murdering by way of abortion. They're embracing the sodomite lifestyle. They are butchering, mutilating the bodies of our teenagers today. Those that have sexual dysphoria, wondering about their sexuality. God created male and female, not Adam and Steve, but Adam and Eve. We're in a sense of total discord today in our nation. And the cause is having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Lombard. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Yeah, metamorphosis there. I mean, we're told that eventually someday our corruptible body will be exchanged for an incorruptible body, and we'll be like Jesus Christ in his form as well.
I'm ready.
I wanted to say, yeah, so am I. Brother can't have it quick enough, to be honest with
right.
you. Like, amen. Like now would be good.
Yes.
But,
up, up, away. What was it, old C? It's saying, beam me up, Scotty. You know?
Yeah. Beam me up right now. Yeah, in a twinkling of an eye, too. It's not that
yes.
you don't have to, no machines going, no sliders, no nothing there, just gone.
Right. Amen.
But I wanted to say something as regards to our endemic problem with illegal immigration. I'm going to call it what it is there. This is a billions upon billions of dollars in industry there. You have the cartels, which are extorting these poor families from the southern parts of Mexico and in places like Guatemala and Honduras, where you have an extremely impoverished nation with banana republics there. They're using coyotes. They're telling these individuals, you want to get into the United States, we're going to get you into the United States, but you are going to pay us in return there. And one of the things, which is a billions of dollars industry there, the cartels are using remittance that are being sent back from families and individuals that are now in this country receiving basically assistance from our tax dollars and from working and doing whatever they can here to earn money. But that money then goes back to Mexico. It goes mm-hmm. back into the cartels. It goes back into the Mexico economy. Their president in Mexico will do absolutely nothing. And I do believe it was the Koch brothers that were complaining that their labor costs are too high and that they needed cheaper labor. So you've got the rhinos in there with them as well, saying
right.
that we need cheaper labor. So you've got a collusion between the Democrats and the rhino Republicans to sustain this entry into our country, but it's creating problems that they don't care for. I mean, it's overstressing our educational, our health, our economic system there. It's overstretching everything as far as social services go. And what they're doing is they're exchanging our future as taxpayers for an uncertainty of illegal immigrants, because as Trump said, they're not sending their best. And I do believe that that was part of the reason they went after Trump so hard, because in a way he did almost shut immigration, illegal immigration, down to almost nothing in his administration.
Absolutely. At least he built the beautiful wall, as he called it, and did not have the opportunity to finish it. But, Jim, I don't know if you've seen the latest news. I was watching on Fox this morning, I believe about 6:30, and they said that in Mexico, the largest business enterprise made up of the cartel. They said that it was the largest income producing organization in Mexico. Said it was equivalent to, in America, the fifth largest business or the fifth largest corporate entity. And they named that fifth largest corporate entity in America, and the cartel is equal to that coming out of Mexico. So it's a money-making machine. The Mexican government's not going to do anything about it because it's the flow of U.S. dollars back into Mexico as a result of it. But now, the thing that, and perhaps you heard with our previous caller, the thing now that is so irrationally spoken is the Biden administration is now saying that the problem at the border is not because they do not have the border under control. They do, in fact, have it under control. It is, there's no border crisis, but the problem with the immigration, illegal immigration, is because of what the mega Republicans have done under the Trump administration, that Trump did not make room to protect it and to seal it, et cetera, et cetera. How do you respond to that, Jim?
I will respond with this. Anybody that is that obtuse and cannot clearly see with their own eyes has a bifurcation of their common sense to not allow them to see the truth. I actually feel that type of individual there would qualify, in my opinion, there for and God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody that has the ability to reason can look at this. I mean, even Hochul, the New York state governor, came out with a statement there, stay in your own country, because Abbott and DeSantis and a few other governors, Abbott just, I think yesterday or today, declared it an invasion, and
yes,
they're sending
yesterday.
Them as far north, and it's about time that they got to see the problem as the border states get to see the problem. And stress their social services systems there. So hopefully there'll be people that will be awakening from this haze that they're in and realize that this is an outright lie, which it is. It's an outright lie.
Well, one of the things, Jim, that I find ironic is the fact that your blue states and blue cities, New York City, New York State, and others that are blue, i.e. socialist, Marxist, controlled Democrat cities and states, they're screaming that the Biden administration, they're not saying stop the immigration, illegal. They're not saying stop the flood. They're not saying seal the border. They're not saying do anything to prevent it. They're saying give us more money so that we can handle it. It is a money issue, and yet they're invading our medical institution. They're invading our educational institutions. They're invading our legal institutions in America. And they are being brought in and just not having any accountability, and yet we're funding their food, clothing, shelter, medical, and educational process, and taking away from those in America that's paying the taxes and that are just as in need, if not more so. I'm against the illegal immigration. It is a flood that's coming in. They're simply looked at by the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party as being future voters. Future voters. That's all they're counting. That's all they're looking at. And Jim, part and parcel of that is, I'm amazed the fact that they're already now collecting what they call harvesting ballots, and they're getting votes now, banking votes today as we speak for the 2024 election. I think that is asinine. That is, it should be illegal, and yet that's taking place today. What we're watching today, Jim, is the preparation through the invasion for the perpetual socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party, known as the Democrats, to have one-party rule from now until Jesus comes. They're setting the stage for that. And unless God intervenes and puts Donald J. Trump back in office, Jim Caviezel, the star in the movie, the Crucifixion of Jesus. I've forgotten the title of the movie. But Jim Caviezel just said that he believed that the only
Passion
hope that America has, the Passion of Christ, the only hope that America has is for God to put Donald Trump back in office to sustain the control in America. And I believe he's exactly right. So we're seeing it. We're watching it. We're watching the transformation of America. We're watching the fundamental change of America. We're watching Obama in his third term being played out through Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal. But, Jim, it goes back to the fact that the Bible has already warned us that perilous times shall come. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, discouraging, troubling times, awful times. We're in the midst of it today. We need to recognize that God has already cautioned us of that. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for your call.
Brother, can
keep
I
looking
add one
up.
More thing?
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of glad that I'm seeing these dark, dangerous, perilous times because, nobody knows, you know, I want to live in these times because I want to see it and I pray for it, but I'm thankful for living in this time of history, and the sooner it gets here, the better off everybody is.
Amen. So, well, back many, many, many years ago, Dr. Adrian Rogers, been with the Lord now for quite a number of years, but Dr. Rogers says we're living in dark days, but they're gloriously dark because the darker it gets, the closer it is for our church, the body of Christ, to be raptured out. He's right.
All that stammer in there, and he put it so succinctly.
Yes, gloriously
and I'm
dark.
I'm floundering
yes.
about for words, and he's already yes. expressed it for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Gloriously dark. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
God bless
Keep
you,
looking
sir.
Up.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And let me read for you again, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power, there are from such turn away. Pastor Michael Youssef, pastoring out of church in Atlanta, he calls it deception, warning about biblical illiteracy. He says the Antichrist should have Christians on notice. He goes in the article stating this, warning about scriptural ignorance and eventual rise of the Antichrist, and his comments are certainly stirring. He says biblical illiteracy is rampant, according to his interview with the Christian Post, and people are going to fall for deception, for false teaching, for anything because they're not grounded in the Word of God. He further, in this elongated article, he says, it's ongoing and it's troubling trend to see today a lack, L-A-C-K, of biblical knowledge. The lack of biblical knowledge is fueling the Christian churches to take in heretical views and contemporary issues that are unbiblical, end quote. And that's exactly what we see taking place today, exactly what is happening today in America. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Dr. Davis, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Well, happy, happy, happy good morning, good fasting and praying Friday, everything. This is just a wonderful day. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to observe another time with family and friends and a birthday that I can observe with them and just enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I just thank God for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Pastor Davis has just announced is that he is with family today, not on set here in the studio. He's with family because he's celebrating his 19th birthday. or is it 29, Pastor? Happy birthday
well,
to you.
Well, I praise God for just what it is, but it's still less than 100, so thank God.
That's good. Well, happy
thank
birthday
God.
To you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, and I want to give a shout-out to my friends down at 121 Financial Credit Union on Normandy Boulevard. I had a chance to speak with them on yesterday, and I'm so grateful when I go different places, Dr. Youngblood. We have many people that are listening to the program, and I'm certainly hoping that they are enjoying it. In fact, I know that they do because they express such great gratitude for the subject matter that we discuss from time to time and is so relevant to our day and time today. But just to comment on what you said about having a form of godliness but denying the power, certainly the Church of God today, I'm talking about the blood-washed, born-again believers in Jesus Christ. We have to know and understand that having a form of godliness is not going to do us any good. I can remember an old program that used to come on a long time ago with a gentleman by the name of Alfred Hitchcock. You probably have remembered those days in the past.
Just like yesterday.
That program has begun coming back on here just lately. I just happened to mention through the channels a few days ago, and I was surprised to see it, that they're airing that back on TV once again, which is better than a lot of the stuff that they're showing today, because all of this degenerate stuff about two men and two women getting together and these different types of things like that, stuff that God has never ordained from the very first beginning, is really making me sick to my stomach, and I really cannot stand it. So I would rather look at something that makes more sense, you know, really gives you a better pleasure looking at it, rather than looking at sinful activities that we know that God is not pleased with.
But absolutely. When we look at
that old program, Alfred Hitchcock used to, they used to show a silhouette on the wall. And when he'd walk up under next to that silhouette, his face and his body would take the form of that silhouette. Well, with us as being people in Christ Jesus, it's not going to do us any good to take the form, because we have to be transformed. In other words, we don't need to be fitting into the mold. We need to be transformed or changed into mm-hmm. what God wants us to be.
Yes.
God has already warned us in times past over in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe it is, 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry, I believe it is, chapter 6 over there. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. God does not want us to partake of the activities of the world and then turn around and say that he approves of it, when it's not about taking form just like the world, but we're being transformed each and every day to
right.
the image of God's Son.
Pastor, let me ask you a question. You're exactly right what you're saying. I'm looking at a headline. I want to read you part of this article and then get your take on it, because this is what I call the prima facie evidence of what the Scripture is talking about, the form of godliness. Headline says, Andy Stanley's church to host the LGBTQ affirming conference, dated September the 19th, 2023. An upcoming conference hosted by Andy Stanley's church for ministry leaders and parents of LGBTQ children is being called a clear and tragic departure from biblical Christianity by a prominent evangelical leader, who says the lineup of speakers reveals the event's theological position. Andy Stanley's North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia, is hosting the Unconditional Conference, as it is called, a two-day event, September the 28th and 29th, for parents of the LGBTQ plus children and for ministry leaders looking to discover ways to support parents and LGBTQ children in their churches. Stanley is one of the speakers. Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says advertising for the conference indicates clearly that this event is designed as a platform for normalizing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. And then it lists, Pastor Davis, it lists the speakers. For example, one of the speakers, a professor of Christian ethics at Mercer University, who supports same-sex marriage and has argued that full LGBTQ inclusion must be in our churches. Another speaker, the executive director of an organization, Christian Voice for LGBTQ Affirmation, according to the website, he says, what's happening to my faith? The pastor that's speaking of there is an out-of-the-closet homosexual person. Another speaker, a gay man who founded an organization that helps LGBTQ individuals rediscover Jesus, according to the website. He is a leading person in the breakout session that's called LGBTQ Faith Stories, Hope for the Insight for Your LGBTQ Kids. Now, Pastor Davis, my question to you, is this Christian or is it a form of Christianity? Is this godliness or just a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, when we consider all the things that you just mentioned, we will never find anywhere in the Scripture where Christ and the devil were ever friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we are doing. We are signing up with the devil once we approve of activities that stink in the nostrils of God. I mean, basically, when we look at, you know, the destruction of the world from the very first beginning by the flood, sin stunk in the nostrils of God. And I'm afraid to even try to think of what he might be smelling out of this world today. I'm pretty sure that there's a very bad stench in this world to where God is about to make a move. But I'm so glad that because of his grace and mercy, he gives us another chance. So it's high time that we separate ourselves from people like Andy Stanley and all the others that don't approve of sound Christian doctrine. They're not living anything. They're not teaching anything. They don't represent Christ Jesus the right way, the way that he has designed for us to represent him in this world. It's certainly time for us to separate ourselves from such people like that who are what the Bible calls sensual. Now, when we look at sensual, that means they might be Christians or they might be confessing Christians, but they are also what you call carnal Christians. God cannot use you if you are caught up in the flesh or in the worldly things, the things of the world on today. You have to walk in the Spirit. And the scripture says in Romans chapter 8, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So certainly the flesh and the Spirit is at war, mm-hmm. but we have to feed our spiritual man so that he could dominate. And in the words of Dr. Charles Stanley, feed your faith and starve doubt to death.
Amen. That's a good statement. Dr. Davis, I'm looking at a headline, Progressive Christianity Can Send a Person to Hell. And what we see is the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. What we see is a morphe, a shell, a mannequin, a look of Christianity, but lostness. And Franklin Graham, in this article in Decision Magazine, says progressive Christianity, because it is not the gospel at all, does not follow any core biblical doctrines, warrants that the teaching not only rejects core biblical doctrines, but can be a way for people to go to hell instead of heaven. Franklin Graham argued that the progressive Christianity is wrong on different issues, including sexuality, marriage, as well as the deity of Christ. He states that it is the eternal peril of progressive Christianity, argued that the ideology denies the divinely inspired, authoritative truth of the Bible as it intersects with facets of living. The bottom line is, Pastor Davis, what we see happening with Franklin Graham, what we see taking place with multitudes of the progressive Christianity, as it is called, Michael Horton in his book calls it Christless Christianity, and that is the attitude that we can talk God talk, that we can read the scripture, affirm by words that we believe in the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, but denying the power thereof. Dr. Davis, we've got about a minute left on the broadcast. Take a minute, if you will, please, and challenge our listeners to understand what's happening, why it's happening, and the need so much, the need that is so urgent today to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord.
Well, first of all, let me encourage the body of Christ that God is still in control, no matter what we see. But we have to realize that his word is going to be fulfilled. If we are living in this world today, we have to understand that scripture has already determined the destiny of this world. And certainly, you know, what we're seeing right now, you know, the United States and basically the whole world is going down the tubes because they have rejected the Son of God and his righteousness. All we need to do is accept Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and accept the righteous works that he did for us when he finished, you know, the work out on Calvary's cross, and then we can be saved. We have to save ourselves, like the book of Acts said, from this untoward generation. They're not turned toward God. They're turning away from God each and every day, even when we look at some leaders like Andy Stanley and others who we thought were in the way. They're beginning to be bought out. Let me tell you something. I've heard a song sung, I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have this whole wide world, but I'll take Jesus for mine. Let me encourage you on today. Take Jesus for yours today. Let's depart from this world. Pack up your bags and look up, because we're going up in the great resurrection. Thank and praise God, amen, for that on today.
Amen. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for those comments. One final footnote on all of that. Vody Bachman, which is a preeminent pastor being heard around the globe, identifies it as, says, the churches are capitulating to the modern neo-Marxist ideology. And ladies and gentlemen, That's the bottom line. We need to turn back to God, turn back to the Word of God, believe Him, trust Him, faith Him, and all that we say and do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile